This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is today's lesson that the fundamentals of capitalism don't always work the way you think they're going to work. A report out today from the Department of Agriculture projects a record corn harvest. Prices are down about 40% from last year as a result when drought ruined much of that crop. But as Sarah McCammon reports, cheaper corn does not always mean cheaper food.
Here's a surprise. This year's big harvest is all about supply and demand. Bruce Babcock is an economist at Iowa State University.
Farmers responded to high prices in the past year or two, and they planted a record number of acres.
Now it's almost time to harvest that corn. The USDA projects the biggest crop in history, nearly 30% larger than last year. Nathan Fields is director of economic analysis at the National Corn Growers Association.
What's happened here in 2013 is we've seen a much cooler, wetter year, and that's resulting in some pretty robust supplies.
More supply means lower prices. Corn is trading below $5 a bushel, down from around $7 last year. So since corn is in so many things we eat, will that mean cheaper food?
Nobody's in any hurry to lower prices, believe me.
Bob Golden is vice president of the food industry consulting firm Technomic. He expects food prices to go up, just more slowly.
It's a big budget item, so the fact that food prices are not rising as rapidly as they anticipated is good news for the industry.
And great news for livestock producers who rely on corn for feed. Besides, says Nathan Fields of the Corn Growers, corn is a tiny fraction of the cost of many foods. Take a box of corn flakes,
which costs $3.50 or $4. It's got about 10 cents of corn in there.
The rest is labor, transportation, and marketing, which don't rise and fall with the price of corn. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.